From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Former Florida Governor Charlie Crist is giving a new reason for his leaving the Republican Party. As WLRN's Marva Hinton tells us, Crist says he made the change partly because of bigotry within the GOP.
Crist is now running as a Democrat to replace Governor Rick Scott. He made the comments about racism within the GOP during an interview Tuesday with the Fusion Network's Jorge Ramos when he was asked about leaving the Republican Party. Ramos argued that Crist left the Republican Party to run as an independent because he was trailing in the 2010 Senate primary to Marco Rubio. But Crist denied that.
No, it was because I couldn't be consistent with myself and my core beliefs and stay with a party that was so unfriendly toward the African-American president. I'll just go there. Because I was a Republican and I saw the activists and what they were doing, it was intolerable to me.
His remarks about racism within the GOP have been roundly condemned by party leaders. Republican National Committee spokeswoman Izzy Santa said, quote, "Playing the race card to win over voters is pitiful." I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
Meanwhile, racial tensions took center stage in Miami-Dade County yesterday. A meeting of the county's Black and Hispanic advisory boards was a response to a racially charged commission debate over a county contract. WLRN's Sammy Mack has this report.
Back in February, the Miami-Dade County Commission was debating a contract for a commercial development at the airport. The conversation devolved into an argument over who made Miami. According to Commissioner Javier Soto,
it has been because of the Cubans who came here and did what they did here and worked what they worked here.
Commissioner Dennis Moss responded a few minutes later.
Black folks built this community. And to simply say that, well, you know, Latins came to this town and all of a sudden this town is what it is, I resent that.
They both were right.
Stephen Hunter Johnson is the chair of the Black Affairs Advisory Board. He opened the diversity meeting by acknowledging that the spat was part of why the dialogue had been called for. But over the next 4 hours, it was made clear that the February venom was just the most recent episode in a long history of unease between Miami's Black and Hispanic communities. Neither Soto nor Moss participated in the meeting. Instead, a group of civil rights activists, lawyers, business owners, journalists, and artists spoke on a series of panels about the lingering racism that haunts Miami. There was hope, too. The panelists seemed to agree that inclusive economic development could help alleviate the tension. At one point, Ramiro Ortiz, the head of History Miami, challenged the room to find a way to fund small business ventures with Black and Hispanic partners.
And I'm stepping up as a volunteer to help put this concept together.
Sure enough, after the meeting, he was swarmed. I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.